Governor Walker's comments come after Republican legislative leaders suggested there would be no time for a voter ID special session. Walker says Judge Adelman did not leave any clues in his ruling as to how the legislature could tweak the law in order to uphold it. Judge Adelman decided to strike down the voter ID law, saying it violated the Voting Rights Act because it disproportionately affected Black and Latino voters. Governor Walker says that's racially insensitive.
Again, I think that's an insensitive comment to imply that one group or another is more or less likely to be able to get a driver's license or a photo identification card. I think it's pretty clear that people, regardless of race, regardless of income, have perfectly acceptable access to getting identification in the state of Wisconsin.
Also in his ruling, Judge Adelman found that there was virtually no voter fraud in Wisconsin, and it was unlikely to become a problem in the future. Governor Walker says whether it's one or 100,000 fraudulent votes, it's a problem.
The question I would have back to him or anybody else is, okay, tell me, identify which person it's all right to have their vote canceled on. Because if there's one vote cast by someone who's not legal to vote in this state, that means at least one other legitimate citizen of this state has had their vote canceled out by someone who voted illegally.
State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he will appeal the judge's decision because he believes the voter ID law is constitutional. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.